I'm Karen, and welcome to Hashtag Tiger Nation Podcast, where we talk about everything Jackson City Tigers. The next group I have is X-Fan Slime Shop, and their members are Haley, Cheyenne, Kaylin, and Rhonda, but Rhonda cannot be here today. So, what were your guys' products?
Slime.
Like, where did you have different types of slime?
Yeah, we had clear, cloud, butter slime, regular slime, jiggly.
Where did you guys put your store up at?
In the library.
Did you guys make a bigger or a smaller profit?
Huge. Gigantic.
What were the prices of your products?
Some were a dollar, some were 50 cents, $3,
and some were $5.
And some were $5 for the bigger amounts.
How did you guys promote your store? Did you like make flyers or anything like that?
Yeah.
Did you guys make a social media about it? Like,
yeah, we posted on Snapchat.
Podcast. No, we didn't do that.
Yeah, we did.
Did you guys like the groups you were in?
Yeah.
Yes.
We get along well.
Did you have fun with this project?
Yeah. It was fun. We didn't have to do as much work.
Would you guys keep your business going?
I would because of the money.
Haley, would you?
Yeah, because I can make business.
Okay. Kaylin, would you?
Yeah, because it's a lot of fun working with my friends, and I can make money off of it.
What did you guys learn about entrepreneurship and economics during this project?
We learned that we can work together as a group and make a business together. And a profit.
How do you guys think this will prepare you when you get out of school?
We can have our own business.
And you would know how to open it because you've already had experience with it, right? Okay, thank you guys for being on my podcast today. My next group is A&B Crafts, and the members in that are Brooklyn and Abby. What were your guys' products?
We had flower pins,
headbands,
books,
and candy.
Where did you guys put your store up at?
In the library.
Did you guys make a bigger or smaller profit?
Bigger.
What are the prices of your guys' products?
Our flower pins were a dollar.
Our headbands were a dollar.
Our bookmarks were 50 cents.
And candy was 10 pieces for a dollar.
How did you guys promote your store?
We made flyers and hung them up around the school.
Did you guys make a social media about it, like on Instagram, Snapchat?
No.
Did you guys like the group you were in?
Yes. Because we get along well.
Did you have fun with this project?
Yes. Because we got to have the experience of owning our own business.
Would you guys keep your business going? Brooklyn, would you keep your business going?
Yes. Because money.
Abby, would you keep your business going?
Yes, because it is very fun to work with a partner.
What did you guys learn about economics and entrepreneurship during this project?
We learned about supply and demand, and we got to watch it in action whenever we opened our store.
How did you guys think this will prepare you for the future, like when you get out of school?
We could want to start our own business.
And did anyone special come and visit you?
The superintendent. He tried on our headbands.
And he put one of our flower pins in between his ears.
Thank you guys for being on my podcast. The next group I have is Sneaky Snacks. And their members include Chloe, Sophie, Natalie, and Preston. What were your guys' products?
Sneaky snacks and sneaky snack gift boxes.
What were in your sneaky snacks? Like, how did you make them?
For the snack hiders, we just, like, got a pencil box, decorated it, and we put cardstock in it, and then hot glued pencils, and put candy underneath, and then glued some hot glue stuff on
there. So the candy would be in a secret compartment.
Yeah.
So you could stick candy in the class.
Yeah.
Where did you guys put your stripe at?
We put it in the library.
On the table.
In front of three classes.
Did you guys make a bigger or smaller profit?
Definitely a bigger profit.
What are the prices of your products?
$5 and $5.50.
Sneaky snacks, snack hiders are $5, and sneaky snack gift boxes are $5.50.
Did you like the groups you were in?
Yes, definitely.
How did you promote your store?
We made flyers and put them all over this.
And we got his name mixed up on them.
Yeah.
Did you guys make an Instagram account or something like that for it?
No.
No.
That was for this.
Did you have fun with this project?
Yes.
Would you guys keep your business going?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe. Because
it's like a good product for kids and it's relatable to kids.
Did it help you guys make money?
Yes.
What did you guys learn about entrepreneurship and economics during this project?
Sometimes what you want always isn't the big picture. You have to think what other people want, and if one product doesn't work, you have to improve it.
Yeah, and also when you start an entrepreneurship thing, maybe like a business or something, don't be like, oh, I'm just going to get money as soon as you can. Just try your best and don't think like that. Just think that you're going to make a good business, but don't think that you're just going to automatically get money from it. We also learned from a teacher named Ms. Trent, and she taught us a lot about economics, mainly about supply and demand.
Also, she taught us about bartering, and we couldn't do anything without her. Thank you for helping us on our entrepreneurship, and we actually saw a lot of the terms that she taught us happening in our store.
Yeah, like, people started wanting to, like, buy our actual products.
And, like, we were scared people wouldn't like them that much at first.
But when we saw them come in, we actually saw them buy a lot of our product.
We also were worried we didn't have enough supplies to make what was coming in.
How do you think this will prepare you when you get out of school?
It will help us a lot with business school, and maybe we could go on to start, like, a really big business. I don't know.
Yeah, and it'll also teach us, like, in case we want to start a business, it'll teach us the basics about how we're going to start it.
Did you guys learn anything, like, about your profit?
Yeah. We figured it was going to be, like, really small, but it turned out to be, like, really high.
Around $70.
Thank you guys for being on my podcast.
No problem.
I would also like to thank all the people who are listening to hashtag Tiger Nation Podcast.